Hello, this is the Exotic Sat, Al speaking.
Hi, Al. My name is Sam. I need to look at booking an appointment for my bird.
Yeah, what seems to be going on?
So it's a follow-up. She has been there several times before.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
It's not a follow-up. It's like an annual check, but I've noticed some unusual behaviour over the last couple of days.
Yeah, what kind of behaviour have you noticed?
So she was making some weird noises last night. And I grabbed her out of the cage. This was like 12:30. And I grabbed her out of the cage and she was really clingy. And she's 18. Honestly, I thought she might be dying. She was just, it was very, very like unusual sort of behavior. And then she was at the bottom of the cage, sort of in a corner. And I thought, oh my God. But she's fine today. She's sort of back to her normal self today. But I realized that I did get a text message from you guys a few weeks ago. I need to bring her in for a check. And I'm like, I definitely.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely get you guys in to have a check. We're fully booked today, but I do have appointments starting at 9 a.m. on Monday that I can get you guys in for. Otherwise, there's other appointments throughout the week if there was a day that worked better for you.
So Monday is the only day, and today doesn't work for me because I am I work today. I have a few minutes to give you a call.
That's okay.
So Monday is the only day during the week
and
that I have.
Do you prefer morning or afternoon on Monday?
Probably nothing too early, just with traffic it'll take.
Yeah. So. I do have the first available is 9 a.m.
Yeah.
9 a.m. is the first available. Otherwise, I could do a 9:30 or I do have 10 and onwards as well.
Okay. Can we do like maybe 10:30?
10:30, yeah, definitely.
Is that okay?
10:30. Would it work? Could I make that 10:40?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to allow for, because I'm on Ramadan, so obviously I need to.
Yeah,
you've
got
to
allow for, No, that's okay. 10:40 would just mean that.
That's okay.
10:40 would just mean that the vet would have another full appointment before you, just in case someone books in and we don't have to kind of cram someone in, and it'll just hopefully work a little bit better if things go a little bit crazy.
No worries.
You said you've been in with us before. What was your first and last name?
My name's Samantha, or Sam,
or
Sammy, whichever one I tell people at the time. And last name is Lucas, L-U-C-A-S. And my bird is, her name is Konya. And she's a Konya.
Oh. Funny that.
I was given her, I didn't name her that. But after, you can't change your name.
No, exactly. And so other than the kind of odd noises, and I don't know if you'd call it a night fright or what was going on at night, is there anything else that you are concerned about, or is just those small changes?
So for 16 years, we thought that she, which is in the file, so for 16 years, we thought she was a boy. She was my brother's bird, and he moved into state, so he couldn't take her with him. So that's why I ended up with her. We thought she was a boy, and then I had brought her in because I thought that she was had a growth on her belly, and it was an egg. which apparently was quite a large egg, but she did manage to lay it. So that is an ongoing thing because the vet had said that it's probably not a good idea for her to have another egg because she is quite old. I've been managing her, and it doesn't look like there's. I have felt her stomach, and I can't feel anything. I don't really know what I'm looking for, but
that's
just figured if I'd be able to feel a lump or something if there was some distension there.
Yeah, if the egg is calcified, you should be able to feel it,
being
the key word there.
But
if it's a soft-shelled egg or if she is, like, struggling to properly form it, it might be a lot harder to feel.
Yeah, okay.
But if
she's not distressed or anything, like she hasn't been. Like I have been watching her and keeping an eye out just to see if it, and it's really, like I said, she's fine today.
Mm-hmm.
She's back to her normal self. It was just, yeah, it was just some weird behavior last night. I don't know whether she was, she's kind of fluttering her wings a little bit oddly.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, maybe she's in pain. Maybe she does have an egg, but again, I can't sort of see anything. Her
mm-hmm.
body looks normal, but as you said, maybe she can't see it.
But
I'm not really sure. Okay. She has had a growth removed before on her wing
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Like we can have a look at all of that. The behaviors and that kind of thing, look, they can pick up behaviors and they can do things, you know, as we would. They're that smart that, you know, they pick things up very quickly. But we can definitely have a look at all of that for you guys. And I've mentioned that you're concerned about, like, the history of egg binding and to check the abdomen. Just in case, because those eggs, once they are calcified, they calcify within 24 hours and they should be laid 24 hours after that. So if you felt yesterday and it's not fully calcified, it's very hard to feel. If we feel that, you know, on Monday, or if there is anything in between now and then we'll have a better idea of what's going on. But what I will do is I'll just send through our history form, our avian history form, just to get, you know, your words put in better than I've just kind of jotted down. And just to update kind of any history. You guys have been with us before, so if there hasn't been any, you know, big changes to cage or anything like that, I'd just mention, you know, unchanged from last visit or something like that, and then just mention in some of those concerns on the history form, and then get that sent back to us. If there's any issues with coming in at that time on Monday, just give us a call and we can rebook. Otherwise, we'll see you guys Monday at 10:40.
Amazing. Fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent. You're very welcome. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
No worries. Bye-bye.